right. Welcome to the Monarch Experience podcast. I sounded like a Macho Man Randy Savage right there. Ooh, all right. We got a little Monarch Experience podcast here. None of our audience knows who the heck I'm talking about because they were all born after the year 1989. I am your host, Mr. Ancona. And here at the Monarch Experience podcast, we are all about giving students the platform to be able to voice their opinions about what matters to them. Today, here's the thing that matters to them. We're talking about Halloween. We're talking about horror movies. We're doing a little bit of both. So don't automatically turn this off if you're like, nah, I don't like horror movies. I like Halloween. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things Halloween. We're talking about favorite candies. We're talking about why you got into Halloween, why you love this holiday so much. We're going to talk about some five or top five favorite Halloween movies or specials. Ton of them on Disney Plus. So if you got Disney Plus, you can queue these up. Then we're also, of course, going to be talking about horror movies, like legitimate horror movies. So if you're someone that's a little bit scared or you're like, horror is not for me, or if you're someone who is into horror, well, this is the part of the episode you're going to love. We're going to chat about top five or just five standout horror movies. We're going to chat a little bit about what makes a great horror movie so scary, what techniques directors will use, what techniques filmmakers will use, why they're so effective, what makes them make you jump out of your skin. Talking about jump scares, talking about building suspense, talking about relatable characters, and so much, so much more. Maybe we'll talk about one of your favorite horror movies as well. Today, it's a very special episode. We had some crazy stuff going on with scheduling and whatnot. So it's a one-on-one. Sika, you may remember her from Gossip, Drama, and Rumors, as well as the Clicks and Popularity, two fantastic former episodes that you can re-experience anywhere on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you can find your podcast. All right, and today we've got returning for a third episode 4 years later. What's going on? Big Bad High School.
Yep. Junior year. It's going great. Everything's great. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thanks. You could tell obviously by her voice that she's worn down by the 5 or 6 weeks that you've been in school so far. So I'm sure that our listeners are going to naturally think, oh my God, Sika's in high school. Tell us your secrets. So Sika, one piece of advice. This is not what this episode's about at all, but one piece of advice.
Do your work. Do not be lazy. Do not like postpone or procrastinate, because if you will like fail. And it's not fun. It's not fun at all, because your teachers do not care.
Sounds like there's a story there.
No, yeah. A million.
the part that you said that I that kind of makes me selfishly feel good is your teachers don't care.
No, like they care, but like they won't give you like a pass.
It's different than middle school.
100%.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Full credit or anything. It's kind of like you'll get like half credit or like partial credit. If like, even if it's like a day late.
You mean I can't redo it like 16 times and get full credit?
No.
What if my mom emails?
You're still gone. You just accept the zero at that point.
What if my mom and my dad email and my grandma?
And your whole family just...
What if my whole family concocts a very strongly worded email? Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah. I should ask you scariest teacher, but I'll ask you that off the record then. We don't want to keep that. We don't want to record that and have that get out there in the universe. So today we're talking everything Halloween. And Sika, you are a Halloween and horror movie aficionado. Can we go that far and say that?
I think you could.
Okay, good. I'm going to say it. You're a horror movie and Halloween aficionado. But first, we got to know, Dracula or Frankenstein? Not the novels. What's a cooler monster, Dracula or Frankenstein?
Dracula.
All right, why?
Definitely. I just like the kind of like whole vampire like origin of it. Like Frankenstein, like it's a cool story, but I'm just kind of more interested in Dracula than Frankenstein. So
I'm with you. I mean, I love both. I love both, especially the books, but I am way more Dracula. Like there's something romantic. There's something like really like he's elegant. He's smart. He's so well spoken. And I think that makes, and I'm sure we'll talk about this too, with like what makes horror movies so horrific. I think that's what makes him so scary, is that he's so well spoken. He's so calm. He's so in control compared to, you know, like Frankenstein the monster, just kind of,
yeah.
All right, so Sika, dude, what is your favorite part about Halloween? Why are you so in love with Halloween?
I don't know. I like, even like when I was a little kid, I just always gravitated towards Halloween, like the costumes and trick-or-treating and the movies. It's just like the whole thing is just like, it's a fun time and you have to like it to have fun. Like, you can't just not like it and have a good time. Like, you know, it's like one of those things where if you're playing a sport and it's like, you don't like the sport, then stop playing it because you're not going to do well or you don't like it, you know? So I don't know. Ever since I was younger, it was just like my favorite thing to do.
I know. I've always loved Halloween. I think like between like the costume parties or like every year you get to put in all this effort, like who am I dressing up as? And then like, how am I going to put together this costume? Am I going to make it myself or am I going to like just buy it? Sika, let's go rogue for a second. Best costume you've ever donned as a person? Oh, obviously you're a person.
Okay.
what was the year? I hope so. Like, what made it great?
Okay. Now I'm thinking about it. So one year I went dressed.
Or top two.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Let me give the first one. So
yeah,
in fifth grade, we had a Halloween party at Robertsville and we had to all come in dressed as like costume, like whatever, yeah, as a character. And I came in dressed as Alice from Alice in Wonderland. And that day, like when we did our walk, like around the building to show our parents, one girl was dressed up as the Queen of Farts and one girl was dressed as the Mad Hatter. So we all had to walk together as like a group. So it was like, I think that's like my most memorable one of like.
Nice.
And then my other one, I don't know if you watch American Horror Story.
Yeah.
But I was Tate from the first season. Like last
year. I've only seen the first season, so that's perfect. Oh, okay.
So the skeleton dude, I was him last year. Yeah. I did like the makeup myself and it was like fun. Yeah.
Best Halloween costumes I think I've ever done. I'd say my top two were I dressed up as Macho Man Randy Savage. Those of you who are not pro wrestling fans, Google him. You'll see the over-the-top costume. And I had Slim Jims on me the entire time and was handing them out to people. Doing the voice. Yeah, doing the voice, Macho Man. And then the other good one was, I think, sophomore year, junior year of high school, back in the old days where you'd be allowed to dress up and go to Marlboro High School in your costumes. I had long hair at the time. I dressed up as Gene Simmons from Kiss, full makeup, hair in the ponytail on the top, and it was my real hair. And I wore a full suit, like the cover of one of their albums, Dressed to Kill. So yeah, the bus driver opened the door, and then we had this frail old bus driver, and I swear I thought he was going to drop dead. He didn't, thankfully.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I heard about that.
It was pretty cool. But
I heard about being able to dress up.
Yeah. Different world. Yeah, different world. But it was cool. Somebody one time came in a full Pikachu costume. It was nuts. You're not learning anything that day. Like, it's just so hard to concentrate when the dude in front of you has got his hair like 4 feet up in the air and is wearing, you know, makeup. So awesome. I think we're on the same page with this about the best part of Halloween being like the dressing up and all of this. All right. So before we go into like what our top five or just five really noteworthy horror movies, in your eyes, what makes a horror movie or what makes a great scary movie scary?
I feel like, I mean, it depends like on kind of what movie it is, because some movies have like the more supernatural aspect of it where it's like a metaphorical demon, not like a legit like a serial killer or something like that.
Yeah.
So for like those slasher kind of movies, like being in like Scream, like for example, like a relatable situation where she's home alone by herself and someone's calling her phone, like that like would be scary because it's like that could happen to me. And it's like, now I'm scared to stay home alone, you know, kind of like
I love that.
Or like a supernatural aspect would be like walking into like a dark room without like knowing where I'm going, or like a haunted house or like something like that, like something with history, like a backstory. Like, I know like I'm not supposed to go in here, so let's maybe not touch a creepy doll or like move something around, or you know what I mean?
It's like the doll. Isn't it like the more innocent the object is, sometimes like the scarier it is? Like, that's why kids are so scary in these horror movies. Kids are supposed to be innocent and pure.
I say all the time, I'm like, how do they film these movies? Because I would be scared the whole time. Like, this 5-year-old is like like doing all of this. I'm like, I would be scared the whole time. Like, how do you not scare yourself? You
like know? Crab walking upside down and like the kids like perfectly. I want to get a study on like if any of these kids who are in like who are like the scary movie kids, if any of them come out of this like perfectly normal.
I don't think so. I think there's just something like in there like that doesn't know.
Because yeah, there's just no way.
No, there isn't. There is no way.
Anything else that you feel like makes a great scary movie? Because something you said, I think completely I agree with, was the relatable scenario. Whether it's alone at night, I can scream, you get a phone call, or just like we all have basements that are freaky. Like, well, like Nightmare on Elm Street, the basement, like that's scary. And it's like obviously the backstory adds to it with Freddy Krueger and being burned and everything. But like we all have furnaces or. Some of us have furnaces or like hot water heaters in our basement and they make a lot of like funky, scary noises. And if you have a big, dark basement, yeah, we all could relate to that. Oh, what's lurking behind the corner? What else do you think makes a great scary movie scary?
I feel like the main people, like if it's like a likable person or like where in Scream, like I'm going to go back to this, but like the main
Scream
like,
is great.
It's a great movie for a lot of analogies.
Yeah, it's great. We'll jump into Scream, I'm sure, in a little bit. Go ahead.
Probably. But Scream, like the main character, her like interest, like I forgot his name, but Skeet, like Urch, or yes. That's the actor's name. Like you wouldn't really expect him to kind of be like the, like, you know.
Yeah,
like the Scream, like Ghostface, but like he was. So it's like,
yeah,
it's like we're like you're keeping yourself.
He was the boyfriend, right?
Yeah, he was her boyfriend. Like, yeah, and like after he killed her actual boyfriend,
yes,
in the beginning. So yeah. Like he kind of took that opportunity. But no, definitely, like just having like a liking to the main character, I feel like just makes it a lot better. Or yeah, like
I think
if the main character has like a special quality or something like that, like that definitely.
Yeah, relatability, empathy. Like I couldn't agree more because I read a quote. I think it was like Del Toro. It was some director said for horror movies, like make your audience love the character, make your audience feel for the character, and then kill them.
Yeah.
Because like if you don't care about the character, if they're not relatable in some kind of way, or if they're hateable, like what do you care if they get their throat slit, or what do you care if like the demon child possesses them? It's like, all right, whatever, big deal. And I think that's what made stuff like The Exorcist so effective. Like it's a little girl. Like, oh my God, why is the devil inside of a little girl? Leave her alone. You know, if it was some like, I don't know, 45-year-old like deadbeat dad, like whatever.
It's like he kind of deserved it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
he deserves
like,
it.
You're like kind of like, oh yeah, I'm like I don't care.
Yeah, but no offense to the 45-year-old deadbeat dads that are listening to our podcast, obviously. You know, we love you, we value you. Even if you may not value your family.
Oh no.
Any other things that you feel like, obviously suspense I think is one. I don't know if you're more of a jump scare fan or if like the slow build, but I am much more of the suspense, and like I don't mind a good jump scare, but I don't want nonstop jump scares. Like the newer It's, I thought did that to the point where it's like, all right, I'm not even watching a movie, you're just basically startling me.
Yeah,
nonstop.
No, I definitely agree with that. Like the suspense, and then like boom, like right at the end. Like, yeah, you know, like you said, like I don't mind like a jump scare too, because it's like it's a horror movie, like what you expect, you know?
Yeah.
But like I put a movie on my list called Into the Tall Grass. It's more of like a psychological kind of horror movie. And it's like one of the movies where it's like, what is going on? Like you're like,
yeah,
you're like, it's like mind like boggling. Like it's a crazy movie.
Love that.
You know?
Like, but, get me on the edge of my seat. Let me be grabbing my like what like my cup, or like let me be like squeezing somebody's hand basically until a point where like they're in pain, until like the oh my goodness.
Yeah,
like, that's the best way to do it. And for me, I think like that coupled with like, because it lets you put your guard down maybe at a certain point too. So tense, and then that's when you could kind of like hit them with, if you want to go with jump scare, you could go jump scare. If you want to like have an unsettling image, you could do the unsettling image. I love that. I can't wait to talk about that movie too. And then the other one for me, and we'll jump into our top five, is real emotion. Like I love a good monster. I love Freddy Krueger. My wife and I just sat down yesterday. You're going to like shame me and watch the original Halloween for the first time. I know Michael Myers, but I just never watched it straight through. Like reason it just escaped me. And it's good. Like I can appreciate that, but real emotion, like Cabin in the Woods or Cabin Fever, or like Real Emotion, like one of my favorites, which we'll talk about, Babadook. Make it metaphorical. Make it not necessarily like the big boogeyman. And that's when I'm like, oh my God, I have a reason to be scared of this after the hour and a half, after the 2 hours.
No, I actually never seen the Babadook. Like, I've seen like the pictures for it, but I've never actually watched it.
It's so good. We'll talk about Babadook right now. I cannot knock in my house without my wife like getting very, very jumpy.
Really?
Because there's like a knocking in it.
Oh, okay. Like in The Conjuring where it's like the clapping.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how many people basically got freaked out by the clapping? What is it? Clap and hide? Clap and scare?
Yeah, it's like clap and seek or something. It's clap like and hide seek. And seek, but it's like...
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, how many people like can't even handle like a clap without getting like, oh, don't do that?
Me. Definitely me.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, so let's talk about our top fives. And for me, my five are really just like five that I think are worthy of like chatting about that are so good. Let's go right into your top five.
Okay.
You're the guest.
They're not in a particular order. I kind of just like threw them out
there.
Yeah,
good. Yeah.
But I put Insidious, specifically the first one, just because the other three were like, eh. You know, like the fourth one was more like sad. Like I cried a lot in a more of like emotional way, not like in a, I'm scared. But The Boy was a great one too.
What's and The Boy? I've never heard of
that. The Boy, it's like kind of like Annabelle.
Okay.
But it's more like a creepier kind of version. And it's not a girl doll. It's a boy doll. And it's like the boy actually comes to life in the end. Like it's a legit, like it's a legitimate like person. Like Annabelle was like a doll like throughout the whole.
So this is kind of like if Pinocchio was a horror story.
Basically.
Oh, that's pretty horrifying because Pinocchio's messed up.
Yeah. Like I always think about like the actual like stories of like the fairy tales. And it's like when you actually think about them, it's like. Like what am
Pinocchio is obscene.
Like what am I like growing up on kind of like a moment like
yeah. And how did Disney like completely just like ignore all of this part? Like we have like one of like the original story of Pinocchio and it is I mean the movie is pretty messed up as it is. It's just weird, but oh man. When my son like pulls that book out and he's like, "I want to read this before we go to bed." I'm like, "Well, listen, dude, you're getting an abridged, like paraphrased version because I cannot read you all of these things that are happening in here. It's too messed up."
No, definitely agree.
All right, so I got to check out The Boy. What else you got?
In the Tall Grass, which I mentioned before, The Poltergeist and The Nightmare on Elm Street, and I'm going to add
the original one?
Yes. And I'm also going to add in The Conjuring 1 and 2. I mean, not the second one. Actually, I'm not going to include the second one. I didn't really like it.
Just the first one.
Just the first one.
Okay. We were hoping to have Ashika on this, and she had The Conjuring on there too, and she had Psycho and Saw, which are all great, all-time horror movies. Saw was excellent, especially when it first came out. I mean, we talked about this before we started, about like the need to do like sequels and franchises. And I mean, I know the Saw 2, 3, 4, like they kind of all were good because they all had different like killings in different ways. But that first one as a standalone was so psychologically messed up.
It was definitely.
Beautiful.
Yeah, like see like a sequel like series like that, like it's great because like it's not like one particular game. Like it's like a million different scenarios, you know?
Yeah, you could just keep going with it like a million different ways.
Exactly. Like,
the idea of like you wake up in a room and there's a saw and you're chained to like the wall and you're like, how are you going to get out? Like that's horrifying.
That's traumatizing.
That's horrifying. Okay, if you had to recommend one of those five to someone who's never seen any of them, which one are you going with and why?
I'm going to go with, this is hard because they're like all like a hard level they're of so, like scary, you know?
Yeah, they're different.
So I feel like the least scariest one for me would probably be Insidious, but like it is scary at the same time. Like I couldn't sleep for like 2 weeks. Which
only two weeks.
Only 2 weeks. Like my sister-in-law made me like walk around with her throughout the house. Like everywhere that she went. Like if we were alone, like she made me trail her. Like so. But like even the other ones, like they're as scary as that. Like in The Tall Grass, like I couldn't sleep either because I was just like, what did I just watch? You know, kind of a movie. The Boy, I never touched the doll a day in my life after that.
Isn't that amazing how, like, after a certain horror movie, it'll mess you up where you're like, yeah, I'm not going to go near this doll anymore. Or, I mean, after, I mean, people had a fear of clowns before Stephen King's It. But, like, when that miniseries movie came out, the original one with Tim Curry in, like, 1990, how many people were just like, no, sorry, Timmy, we're not going to your friend's birthday party because there's going to be a clown. But, Dad, I want to. Too bad.
No, it's true. Like I used to have this American Girl doll, like, when they first, like, came out, whatever. And I remember after watching an episode of R.L. Stine's, like, The Haunting Hour, it was an episode about a doll coming to life.
Wait, The Night of the Living Dummy?
Yes. No.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Not that one. No, it was, like, a show.
Okay.
It was a show, but I know what you're talking about with Slappy.
Yeah.
But, no.
Yes,
It was a doll that looked exactly like my doll, but she had, like, brown. She was a brunette. Mine, like, you can customize them to look like how you look like.
Oh, man.
So I looked like mine. And I remember an episode, like, the doll came to life and, like tried to become the girl and, like, murdered the girl. And I remember, like, I put my doll back in its case and I locked it, like, in a corner in the basement. I was like, you're saying, I put, like, boxes in front of it. I was like, I'm not dying.
Like, that's amazing.
I used to sleep with it, like, too. And then after,
yeah, not anymore.
No, I haven't touched a doll in, like, years.
After I saw The Exorcist, I was like, I'm not going to church anymore. No way. The priest, he was so scary. Right, he wasn't the villain in that? No, I'm just kidding. All right, so my five, and I have to kind of make a quick adjustment, I think, to it, because I put six. So The Exorcist, just because it's a classic, it's so good. I know that it's gotten spoofed on with, like, the vomiting and the head spinning and all that stuff so many times, but I still think if you put on The Exorcist, the director's cut too has got some freaky extra scenes with, like, they do, like, this MRI or, like, CAT scan of, like, her head, and you see, like, Satan on, like, the screen instead of, like, a normal CAT scan. Like, little things like that I thought really added to it. But The Exorcist, like, everybody knows the plot, but I think if you sit and watch it, especially if you're someone who maybe this applies to, put it on at night, tell me you're not freaked out. Like, it's just because religion is something that is so ingrained in a lot of people in society, I think that, like, the fear of, like, bad things like that feels so real, even though there's no – I got to be careful with how I say this. There's no, like, tangible proof that, like, a devil exists. Like, we can't, like – say, like, yeah, look, the horned goat, like, that's the devil. And just, like, fear is something happening to that we can't explain,
like, an unspoken fear, like, you know, yeah, like, it's lingering, like, it's there but you can't see it, like,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like, you pray against it, like, if you're a religious person, like, you pray against it because you know it can have so many different shapes and forms, like, I don't know, you could argue, like, the devil is in racism or hatred or whatever. And it's like, it's there. It's not tangible. I think that's what makes it so freaky. Even if, you know, the effects were a little bit cheesy, but still, the power of Christ. But it's hard because so many of the lines have been, like, spoofed on, like, even from Austin Powers, the power of Christ Austin compels Myers. You.
Austin Myers. I just got that too.
Yeah, that's a combination.
When you said Austin Myers, I immediately thought of Austin Powers. And
you knew what I was talking about.
I was like,
yeah.
Wait, Austin Myers? Come back.
Well, because now, like, I'm thinking, because we watched Halloween yesterday, and I'm just, like, I'm laughing about the fact that Michael Myers, like, how funny that is that, like...
Austin Myers.
Like, I'm imagining Jamie Lee Curtis, like, freaking out as, like, Michael Myers just trying to get into the closet, and then it's Michael Myers, Austin Powers popping in, being like, yeah, baby! Anyway, Babadook, I talked about it. It's so good. If you don't know what it's about, it is a psychological thrill, a horror for sure. There's some jump scares, very unsettling jump scares at times, but really it deals with grief and, like, the power of, like, how intense grief can be and how it can consume people. And it's from a children's book. So you get that little extra added freakiness of children's book too. The belief is, like, if you read this book to your child before he or she goes to bed, you've let the Babadook basically in. And it's like the boogeyman. It's the boogeyman. Why are you reading that to your kids before they go to bed is besides me, but whatever.
It's like Pinocchio.
Yeah, it's just like Pinocchio. Bram Stoker's Dracula, I love it simply because I think it really takes you into the time period of like Dracula, right? Because that's a historical time period. But
I'm like, wait.
Yeah, you guys didn't learn about that in history. I think visually, it's just a great horror movie. I don't think it's really scary, but it's more just kind of like, oh, vampires. And it's done like very like gothic.
It's like a traditional kind of horror
traditional
movie.
Yeah, yeah. No modern take where like, you know, vampires are like very like beautiful, like Instagram models.
Like and the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah,
which is
yeah,
my exactly. favorite show, but like can kind of like, you know, still talk about
it. Well, you know what? I mean, it's not that ridiculous because like you could say, oh, like, okay, like they make vampires have, you know, phones and they've got like their cool, like fashionable stuff. But I mean, like in the Victorian era, they dressed according to the era. So they wore these capes and like the corsets and like the really ornate kind of like costumes. And it's no different than how people normally dress. Like the Count was a real person, right?
Yeah.
He just wasn't.
They did the same thing in the Vampire Diaries. Like,
yeah, yeah. It's just a modern adaptation. Yeah. Scream. I know we were talking about Scream, so maybe we stop here for a second. I think Scream is so, it was like a cultural phenomenon when it came out. Like everybody wore the ghost face for Halloween that year. Everybody like, you know, what's your favorite scary movie? Like everybody did that. And it got so spoofed to a point where like it kind of wasn't scary. But everything you said about that opening scene was so spot on. Like, you're alone in the house at night. Somebody calls. Like, what do you do?
And, like, it's they keep one. Calling you. And it's not like you can hang up. And then they're like, oh, I'm watching you. And it's like, what do you mean you're watching me? Like, you can't
the only way – you can't even run. And I think, too, Seiko, like, what's scary about that is, like – and in the movie, Drew Barrymore's character is like, prove it. And you're hoping they can't prove it, but he does prove it. Like he acknowledges what she's wearing, what she's doing. And that's where it's like, oh, crap. Like I'm dead. But I think what's so great about Scream is that it's so damn funny, too. Like they spoof on every typical horror movie trope, like going up the stairs, like, oh, like don't say I'll be right back. And the guy's like, I'll be right back. Like. All of that, it's so, and like Jamie Kennedy's character, like breaking down, like, you know, as the horror movie buff, you can't do this because you'll die in a horror movie. You can't do this or you'll die in the horror movie. And they're in a horror movie. It's so smart. Like, I think it's so like satirical. That's what I really love about Scream.
It was very well played. It was very well played.
And I mean, look, spoilers are going to happen here. Skeet, when you find out that he's not the killer, wink. Because he gets like his stomach slit and you're like, oh my God, so who could it be? And it ends up being the other guy. And then Skeet comes back and he's like, just kidding, I'm not dead.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, there were two?
Like they're best friends. Like,
right.
It's a great movie, like through and through. Like it was very well thought out. Like for every single little thing. And like even adding like the classic movie tropes and they're making fun of it. Like, it's a movie that's also made fun of, so it's even funnier because it's like,
yes,
you know?
Yeah, and I think sometimes people lose sight of that it's meant to be funny too at the same time. It's such a great point. Last one that I'll add on the list, and I just watched it for the first time like two nights ago, was Let the Right One In. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh, dude, it's so good. It is, it's slow. It's a foreign film. It's Sweden? Switzerland? Oh, no. My wife made fun of me for mixing up the two. I'm doing it again.
Oh, no.
It's Sweden. Yeah, it's Sweden. So you have to read subtitles. But, you know, I think with any good movie, you could really get past that very quickly. And it's basically a story of this bullied teenager or bullied, like, grade school kid, really, who has this new girl move in next door to him. And she's a vampire. And it's done visually. It's beautiful. It's so haunting. But it's not really scary in the sense of like you're going to get like jump scares. And it's, I mean, there's like one that was pretty cool, but it's really just a story of like she is a vampire and this kid is bullied and they kind of fall in love. It's actually classified as romance and horror. It's not just pure horror, but it was so well done. I don't think horror movies have to leave you like spooked or freaked out or where you can't sleep with your American girl doll anymore.
Or like walk around the house.
Yeah, where like you're like, I'm not leaving my room. Wait, actually, no, I need to leave my room now because this is where all the boogeyman are. But those are my five that stand out. There's so many other good ones. Let's pivot though. Let's talk about non-scary stuff because Halloween doesn't have to only be horror movies. I think it could also just be like holiday based.
Yeah, like the Disney Channel movies.
Yeah.
Where they're where they're not like scary, like you're not gonna be able to sleep at night, but they still have like those jump scares and those like little things that it's like, yeah. Oh, like
they're ooh. Like cute. They're like cute Halloween.
Yeah, like cute scary, you know?
Yeah. Like a little jump scare here or there, but it's really just like, you know, you have like your typical things. Like, what do you associate with Halloween? Witches, candy, I don't know, satanic possession, all those kinds of things. So what are your top five or what are some five standout, like, family fun Halloween movies?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus, definitely number one.
Absolutely. We're going to stop there. It's number one. It's
100%
great.
Unbeatable. I don't care.
Yep, I
you
agree.
Can't argue with me all you want. Second, Halloween Town. The first and the second one, specifically.
I've never seen the second one. I've seen the first one.
How have you never seen the second one? It's the best
one. My wife's never put it on. That's why.
Oh, so you're just waiting for her to put it on?
I'm just waiting, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I can walk in and be like, what are you watching? She's just like, Halloween Town 2.
2. It's the best one. It's just, I don't know.
Better than the first? Really?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. Girl versus Monster, which is like a more like it was like 2012 like Halloween movie, but okay. It was so great. It was such a good movie. Nightmare Before Christmas, which you also said before, but yeah. Great movie too. And like just even like all the singing and like the opening scene, like it's a very iconic like movie for that aspect of it. And then I would have to say my last one would be like Twitches, which I don't know if you've ever...
I've never heard of it.
It's about these twin witches.
Okay, that makes totally makes sense. I like it. That's clever.
It's a Halloween movie. It's a Disney Halloween movie, but it's also a great one. And then...
That's pretty cool.
I would say, like, R.L. Stine, like, Goosebumps and of that. Like, they just put it back on Netflix, actually.
Did they really?
Yeah. So I'm excited.
The original one?
The original one.
Or the movie?
No, the original, like, the show.
The show, really?
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm gonna watch it.
All right, I gotta watch that then, because I used to love that, the Haunted Mask and Monster Blood. Loved it. So mine were Ghostbusters. I know Ghostbusters doesn't have to be the original one, not the Melissa McCarthy terrible one. that was horrifying, that movie, because it was so bad. It was so bad. But the original one, I don't even really think of it as like a Halloween movie necessarily, because like it's a comedy. You can watch it anytime, but you know, around Halloween time, we'll always make sure we put it on, and it's hilarious. And every time I watch it, I laugh about how I watched it as a kid and how inappropriate it is for kids. So all you kids out there listening, don't watch Ghostbusters. Watch it with your parents. Hocus Pocus, obviously, Nightmare Before Christmas, like you said. And then the other two, I put Dracula Dead and Loving It. Combination of two amazing things, Leslie Nielsen and Dracula. And then Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein is, have you seen this?
No.
Oh, man. So it's a Mel Brooks comedy. So it's slower paced and like very witty. So you have to like really be paying attention the entire time, because there's line after line after line after line that is absolutely hilarious. Gene Wilder, the guy from Willy Wonka. It's Young Frankenstein is absolutely incredible. And it's like some of the funniest stuff you're ever going to see. If you like that kind of witty humor. Any other classic Halloween movies or even shows or series that are worth mentioning to our audience, or just mentioning to just break down in general?
American Horror Story.
Great. Yeah, I watched the first season. Should I keep going? Especially
yes,
now
should.
That it's all okay.
It's one of those shows where it's like every season is something different, but it's the same actors.
Right. They're just all playing different roles. I heard the Freak Show one and the one with Lady Gaga, my wife really liked a lot.
Yeah, those were good. I specifically like The Coven, which is the third season.
Oh, that
it's
was
about
the
witches.
Okay, with nuns?
No, witches.
Witches, okay. Witches. Why did I think nuns?
I don't know.
I'm still thinking of The Exorcist. I'm still thinking of my experience in elementary school with nuns. That was horrific.
No, but that's a great show. Another one would probably be The Haunting of Hill House, which that show is so good. Like the whole time I was like, what is going on? Like the second season of it, the one with Bly Manor was...
Oh, wait, no, I saw the Bly Manor. I didn't see the Hill House.
Oh, no. The Bly Manor was like, so-so. Like if you've watched that after you've seen the first season, but The Haunting of Hill House was amazing.
The only notable one that I'll point out, and I'm a huge Boy Meets World fan, The one with Jennifer Love Pfeffer, where
you just said that like so out of the blue, and I was like, wait.
If you watch the episode, like the way Eric, like one of the characters, is like, that's Jennifer Love Pfeffer or whatever he calls her. So funny. It's such a great, like, I love the Halloween specials for any like after school sitcom. They yeah. always are so great. They're so well done. And that one is hilarious.
I have a little bit of a story. It's a kind of like a
go
short
for it.
Story,
we got time for a story.
Mr. Nicetas, yeah. who was my health teacher, who back in middle school, unfortunately, I miss him. But he.
Wait, did you say unfortunately you miss him?
No, I said unfortunately, like back in middle school.
Oh, okay.
Like now wow, old.
That's mean.
No.
Unfortunately, I miss him.
I miss him. But I remember he called. He referred to our class as Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
And after Mordecai. That, and after that, I went home and I watched Children of the Corn. And let me tell you, we probably could have been classified as Children of the Corn. We're crazy class.
Oh man, yeah, Children of the Corn is hilarious with that the kid with the funny voice, the Mordecai.
Like after I watched that, I was like, did he really just call us the Children of the Corn? Like,
yeah, wow. You open up your bag if you still go trick or treating, the Reese's? One that you're hoping to get.
Reese's, and specifically the Halloween. I mean, not the Halloween, the Sour Patch Kids, not the watermelon ones.
Nice.
Because I need more than one flavor, and watermelon okay. is one flavor. Like that's
yeah,
not...
yeah. You want like a nice yeah, like a variety. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I think we're on the same page because mine are Reese's pieces also, or like the cups, and either Sour Patch Kids or Warheads.
Unbeatable.
Yeah.
Warheads.
Unbeatable.
I have a
Warheads.
Tragic story about that.
Tell us.
I once ate so many of them, my like tongue was bleeding.
Yeah. No, yeah. Me too.
Like
when they first
so
came
bad.
Out. We used to, you know, I'd get like $5 for my allowance, and after school, we'd all come in with like the big packs, and we'd like trade them with each other in like, what, third, fourth grade, and we would just eat so many that our mouths would bleed. Not even just our tongues, like our cheeks, our gums. We would just eat them until just blood. There's a great horror sight.
There's a good pitch for a movie.
Yeah. Sika, this was a lot of fun.
This was so much fun. I miss doing this.
Love Halloween, and hopefully, obviously, as you're getting set up for Halloween season, make sure that you're leaving a 5-star rating for the Monarch Experience. Make sure you're subscribing so you don't miss out on any episodes, and you can be the first to know. Follow the podcast on Twitter at The Monarch XP. Follow the podcast on Snapchat so you can keep up with all of the polls that we're putting out, all of the questions. I'll put out the Dracula and Frankenstein one also so you guys can all weigh in. And we could hear your wrong answers or your right answers if you're siding with Dracula. All right. And as always, stay safe, stay hungry.